It's time for student phenology, or just phenology in general, from our listeners, talkbacks. If you're listening and you'd like to submit a report, please check with us. We'll it's pretty simple. You can record it on your phone and send it to us as a whatever those files come as. I'm not a computer guy, as many of you already know, but you can send them to us if they're your children, your grandchildren, or even yourself. We love to hear from you, and you may want to add something to the Tuesday morning show. We'd be thrilled to get it. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. And our first report comes from the Bell Museum summer camp held near Grand Rapids.
Hello, my name is Jennifer, and we are calling in from the NICROC, the North Central Research and Outreach Center, located on the east side of Grand Rapids. I'm an educator for the Bell Museum, and each week of summer camps, we are visiting the bog located here at NICROC. The bog is really wet this year, and each week there is something new for us to see. We even got to see blooming lady slippers 2 weeks ago, and the carnivorous plants are always a highlight for the campers. Here are some of the campers' observations from the bog trip on July 9th, 2024.
Hello, my name is Alex, and what I saw in the bog was lots of big lumps of moss and a polka-dotted spider. And when I looked down, I saw water shimmering.
Hello, my name is Mackenzie. We went to the bog on July 9th. It was so exciting. I saw a mushroom too. The mushroom was orange and had polka dots on it. The dots were brown. I saw a lot of moss, spiders, and a moth. The moth was light blue with dark polka dots. I saw a lot of daisies and mold.
Hello, my name is Scarlett and I love the bog. And we rode on a tractor to the bog and we got to walk on boardwalks, and we saw big tall trees and orange glowy mushrooms.
I like those. I think just, you know, I wasn't there, so I'm not sure, but both of those, the orange glowy and the polka dots on top of the mushroom, I'm thinking they might have been looking at Amanita muscaria. It's a relative with the other Amanita, which is called the death angel. This one is not lethal, but it is toxic, and you probably shouldn't eat it. I don't eat any mushrooms that don't come on a pizza. Actually, that's not true. I do eat mushrooms, but I'm very careful about the mushrooms that I collect in the wild. So I hope you will be too, because what do they say? You can eat anything once. Our next report comes from the Forkhorn One camp at Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, I am Hattie.
And I'm Lila, reporting summer camp phenology from Long Lake Conservation Center. First, the loon report. We haven't checked to see if they are back on the nest, but we are only seeing one loon at a time. If they are back on, it will be a very late hatch. Other animal sightings included sandhill crane chicks, turkey poults, two spotted fawns following one doe and a large black bear by the side of the road that completely disappeared by slowly moving its head back into the brush line.
Now for the plant report, we noticed yellow hop clover lining the paths. Also, showy tick trefoil, creeping thistle, daisy fleabane, self-heal, black-eyed Susan, blue bellflower, common milkweed, and lead plant. The mountain mint is not flowering yet, but it will be very soon. The first of the raspberries were found, picked, and eaten. They are small but very tasty. It was a great week in nature. Remember to unplug, get outside, and
live connected.
Hey, thanks, Hattie and Lila. That was great. A lot of good things there. Nice list of flowering plants. I'm impressed. Yellow hop clover, showy tick trefoil, creeping thistle, daisy fleabane, self-heal, black-eyed Susans, blue bellflower. I suspect that was probably the one that I call creeping bellflower, but you'll see it. It's tall. It's probably 2 to 3 feet tall. It has blue flowers that are mostly arranged on one side of the stalk. So if you're looking at this blue bell-shaped flower and you notice that all of the flowers seem to be on one side of the stalk, that's probably the creeping bellflower, or the blue bellflower, as they call it. So get outside and check it out. Our next report comes from Westwood Hills Nature Center near St. Louis Park.
Hi, this is the Summer Camp Kids from Westwood Hills Nature Center in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. On the week of July 8th, we noticed
the weather was hot and humid. There was a high of 84 degrees.
The prairie was the hottest place and the woods were the coolest.
Plants were tall, very green, and beautiful because of all the rain.
We noticed butterfly weed, yarrow, black-eyed Susans, and goldenrod. We also found raspberries and wild strawberries.
We found puffballs, dead man's fingers, coral fungus, and jelly fungus.
We heard indigo, bunting, and many other songbirds. The rain kept the wasps away.
We found about 100 baby toads and spotted twin fawns with their mom. We also spotted a large snapping turtle in the lake.
We found a monarch butterfly, an orb weaver, and a common pond hawk dragonfly, too.
The extra rainy summer gave us more to observe than last year.
This has been the Summer Camp Kids at Westwood Hills Nature Center. Never stop exploring.
Hey, thanks, kids. Great experience for you there at the Westwood Hills Nature Center. I love the just that simple observation of how it was very hot out on the prairie and the woods were very cool. And it's just, it's subtle things like that that can change your attitude, change your perspective on things. Raspberries and wild strawberries, I bet there were some of those eaten. Those are always tasty. Indigo buntings and many other songbirds. You know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, you know, I've heard of the indigo bunting, but I've never seen one. If you listen to their call, just go get a recording or search online, find the recording of their call, you will find that they are way more common than you probably suspected. They just don't show up at your feeders, so they're sometimes a little bit hard to see. And finally, the note about the common pond hawk dragonfly. The common pond hawk is one of those dragonflies that just, you cannot stop looking at it when you see it. The male is powdery sky blue, and the female is electric green. And they are full. I mean, from just behind the eyes to the end of the abdomen, powdery blue on the male and electric green on the female. They are just gorgeous.